The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer's Restaurants Review section, from NC Triangle Dining, a restaurant food and drink blog in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, and Chapel Hill, as well as the Triangle Food Blog, a hobby blog that helps locals keep up with the latest Triangle restaurant news. Before we get started, here is a quick reminder of what those N and O ratings mean. 5 stars are extraordinary, 4 stars are excellent, 3 stars are above average, 2 stars are average, and 1 star is fair. Our first article this afternoon comes from the News and Observer. It was published on November the 29th in the News and Observer. This was written by Greg Cox, and the title is Sam Jones Barbecue and the Redneck Barbecue Lab Should Be Included in Any List of North Carolina's Barbecue Elites. Sam Jones Barbecue is located at 715 West Fire Tower Road in Winterville, and their phone number is 252-689-6449. The Redneck Barbecue Lab is located at 12101-B, NC Highway 210 in Benson, and their phone number is 919-938-8334. On paper, Sam Jones Barbecue and the Redneck Barbecue Lab are as different as two North Carolina barbecue joints could be. One is rooted in generations of family tradition. The other is a newcomer by barbecue joint standards, but has earned an impressive reputation on the national barbecue competition circuit. One cooks whole hogs the traditional way over seasoned oak embers in an open pit. The other smokes Boston butts on the same cookers it uses in its competitions. One has gone beyond the Eastern North Carolina-style pork that has been the foundation of the family reputation for more than 6 decades to offer a variety of other smoked meats, but still sticks with the same time-tested method. The other bills its approach as barbecue with a scientific twist, with experiments yielding everything from house-made pastrami to hog jowl bacon cornbread. One serves beer, the other doesn't. You get the idea. Still, Sam Jones Barbecue and the Redneck Barbecue Lab do share a couple of noteworthy features. Both are counter-service restaurants for starters, and both merit inclusion in any list of North Carolina's barbecue elite. Sam Jones Barbecue. Some children are born with a silver spoon in their mouth. Sam Jones was born with a cleaver in each hand. That's what he was wielding the first time I ever saw him many years ago, working at the chopping block of the Skylight Inn, the restaurant his grandfather Pete Jones founded in 1947 in Aden. The place was several decades old by then. Jones couldn't have been more than a teenager, and had already won national acclaim as one of the South's premier barbecue joints. Pete Jones died in 2006, and the Skylight Inn is now operated by Sam Jones along with his father, Bruce Jones, and uncle, Jeff Jones. They preserve the pit-cooked, whole hog tradition that earned the restaurant the prestigious James Beard America's Classic Award in 2003. But he itched to expand his barbecue horizons. He scratched that itch in 2015, opening Sam Jones Barbecue a few miles south of Greenville, and earned his first nomination for a James Beard Award earlier this year for Best Chef Southeast. This week, he announced he will open a Sam Jones Barbecue restaurant on West Lenore Street in downtown Raleigh. The new restaurant is palatial in comparison to Skylight Inn, though the rustic setting, rough-hewn wood, life-size pig chandelier, and country music leaves no doubt that this is a barbecue joint. The menu is dramatically wider-ranging than at Skylight Inn, offering a variety of smoked meats and even a few non-barbecue items. They also serve beer, including a half dozen or so local drafts, a practice unheard of in old school barbecue joints. In the same vein, small plates and salads are categories you'll search for in vain at a traditional joint. You'll find both here, with a handful of choices in each. A house salad with cornbread croutons, all the dressings are made in-house, is a healthy preemptive strike against any guilt you might feel for indulging in the carnivorous feast to follow. Fried catfish bites are unexceptional, but fried pork skins and homemade pimento cheese are a must, and the generous portion could be shared by as many as four. Smoked wings, served straight or tossed in buffalo sauce, are another winning option. You could continue the poultry theme with a plate of slow-smoked chicken, quarter or half bird, or a pulled chicken sandwich. Better still, try the gently smoked, exceptionally moist, sliced turkey breast. Spare ribs are an uncommon cut for a barbecue joint, but excellent. So moist and flavorful, in fact, that I didn't even add any sauce to mine. For all the variety Sam Jones has introduced at his new restaurant, he hasn't forgotten the Eastern North Carolina-style barbecue that is the foundation of his family's reputation. Whole hog, pit-smoked over North Carolina oak, and lightly dressed with the vinegar-based sauce that is a hallmark of the style, is indistinguishable from that served at the Skylight Inn. Even the presentation is a tribute to the original, served on a paper tray, topped with a slab of unleavened cornbread made from a 70-plus-year-old family recipe, with another tray of slaw on the side. Barbecue plates come with your choice of two sides, both traditional, mac and cheese, collard greens, and modern, homemade chips, fresh fruit. Baked beans, amped up with ground beef and barbecue rib sauce, are addictive. For dessert, the chocolate eclair may be first rate, but I'll never know. I can't imagine driving all the way to Winterville and not treating myself to the banana pudding, scratch made from Sam Jones's mother's recipe. Service is fast, small town friendly, and eager to please. The cheer wine level in your glass can't drop more than 2 inches without someone offering to top it off. Just one more bit of evidence that, while Sam Jones Barbecue may be an exemplary barbecue joint for a new generation, it hasn't lost the spirit of its predecessor. The Redneck Barbecue Lab. You might question the accuracy of your GPS the first time you pull up to the Redneck Barbecue Lab, as you'll find yourself sitting in the parking lot of a BP station. Rest assured, you have come to the right place. The restaurant is located at the left end of the building. That's not the only surprise this place has in store. Step inside, and assuming the line isn't stretching out the door, a distinctly possible option during lunch and dinner prime time hours, and your eye will immediately be drawn to the dozens of trophies on a shelf high above with a large picture window looking into the kitchen. The trophies are all prizes that owner Jerry Stevenson has won with his Redneck scientific team on the competition barbecue circuit, and they include more than 20 grand championships. Stevenson, who appeared on the Food Network's Grill Masters episode of Chopped in August, parlayed his success into a brick-and-mortar restaurant last year. The Johnston County native is naturally well-versed in North Carolina pork barbecue, though his scientific approach starts with Boston butts smoked over hickory, charcoal, and cherry wood, yielding a coarse-textured, subtly smoky hybrid between Eastern and Western styles. Stevenson turns out some mighty fine St. Louis-style ribs, too, not falling off the bone, a sign of overcooking, as any barbecue competition judge will tell you, but gratifyingly chewy tender beneath a glaze of sweet, spicy sauce. But he's proudest of his brisket, After 6 years of tweaking his technique, he says, "I'm not quite there, but I'm pretty close to the Texas ideal." He's certainly nailed the hallmark smoke ring and dark outer layer called the bark. If you go on a Tuesday, Thursday, or Saturday, be sure to try the brisket burnt ends, double smoked and double sauced cubes from the brisket point that are deserving of their nickname, meat candy. Smoked turkey still needs some work, judging by the dry breast slices I got. Chopped smoked chicken thighs sound like a winning non-red meat alternative, though I haven't tried them yet. I'll get them next time, along with the smoked sausages that get rave reviews, but was sold out by the time we made our way to the front of the line. Barbecue is sold by the weight, ribs by the bone, and served on butcher paper lined metal trays, allowing you to mix and match your way to barbecue bliss. The order comes with cornbread, and you can round out your meal with optional sides, with winners including collard greens cooked with country ham hocks, potato salad with house pickles, and a distinctive Brunswick stew. They sneak a little brisket in there. The chalkboard menu also lists several sandwiches, ranging from smoked chicken salad on toast to the aptly named fat redneck, sliced brisket, pulled pork, and braised collards on a big soft roll. If the meat candy primed your sweet tooth for more sugar, skip the ordinary banana pudding and go for the house-made 10-layer chocolate cake. It's a nostalgic taste of family reunions and potluck suppers, and, if you're from around these parts, pig pickings. Sam Jones Barbecue is located at 715 West Fire Tower Road in Winterville, and their phone number is 252-689-6449. And the Redneck Barbecue Lab is located at 12101-B, NC Highway 210 in Benson, and their phone number is 919-938-8334. Next, from NC Triangle Dining, Roses, Noodles, Dumplings, and Sweets in Durham, an updated and local spin on Chinese cuisine. This was published November 6th and was written by Ron Nguyen. Roses, Noodles, Dumplings, and Sweets, which is sometimes abbreviated to RNDS in the article, is located at 121 North Gregson Street in Durham, and their phone number is 919-797-2233. Over the years, Durham's food scene has been pretty progressive in my experience, taking chances and trying out new concepts before other areas of the Triangle gets them. And one eatery that had slipped off my radar screen was Roses, Noodles, Dumplings, and Sweets. This quirky business had started in 2013 as a butcher shop and cafe, but pivoted in 2017 to primarily a restaurant. And I admit that I was always confused about its initial incarnation as a meats and sweets shop. But Durham friends of mine seemed to like the place, so I kept it on my to-eat list. After a couple of visits, I've gotten a pretty good feel for what they are, what they're doing at Roses. But yes, the quirkiness still exists here and there, along with some solid East Asian eats. While Roses, Noodles, Dumplings, and Sweets is in downtown Durham, the location is actually a bit hidden on Gregson and out of sight from Main Street. But head on over to its busy corner lot and you'll find a low, white brick building with a sign hanging out front. Inside Roses, you'll find a casual cafe-type setup with limited seating. An open kitchen exposes all the culinary action to patrons with bar seating up front. A smattering of two-tops line the rest of the dining space, and you'll have to check in with the hostess for a seat in either spot. A small bakery area and cash register cap off the space up front. It's a very energetic and simple, good for people watching area. Taking a look at Rose's paper menu, you'll quickly realize that the food is East Asian inspired. While the menu items are fairly classic in name, Rose's noodles, dumplings, and sweets takes some liberty subbing in local ingredients to give it a more regional appeal. There are a handful of regular items like buns, bao, dumplings, along with their popular house-made Shaanxi thick noodles. The menu rotates quite a bit given the seasonality of ingredients that Rose's Noodles, Dumplings, and Sweets relies on, and I'm pretty sure that Rose's is focused on more northern Chinese fare, which is typically a bit spicier and plays a bit with chili oils. For a starter, try out their popular steam pork bun, which has more of a tan texture versus the typically white buns you'd find in Chinatown. Nicely steamed with a good texture, these buns have a slightly different filling, focusing on a spicier pork rather than the usual red roasted pork. Their sliced pork belly is served up in a nice broth with plenty of scallions, which is a nice treat if you find it on the menu. And of course, how can you miss Rose's namesake dumplings? I've tried a couple of types, the basic dumpling in chili oil, and the pork and ginger dumplings. In both cases, you'll find a soft and supple dumpling that's been boiled and served in a spicy sauce. Tip your hat, I'm pretty sure all those dumplings are handmade and folded in-house, but I do find the skins here at Rose's Noodles, Dumplings, and Sweets to be on the thicker side. Thin dumpling skins are definitely a sign of some skill. They provide a more tender outside, but have to hold up to the cooking process, which can be tough. Next up at Rose's are their hand-pulled noodles, which are thick and have some chew. Served in a variety of broths and toppings, it makes for a filling meal, perfect for the colder weather. And after all this Chinese food, if you're still hungry, dive into some of Rose's pastries or try their super popular handmade ice cream sandwiches. They look fantastic on Instagram, but I haven't tried one yet myself. Yet. Now, in the end, I've enjoyed my meals at Rose's Noodles, Dumplings, and Sweets, even though it might not be authentic. Given I grew up on Chinese cuisine, I've got a pretty broad perspective on what they're trying to do there. RNDS gets close, but spins things up in the end with local ingredients. While the overall concepts and flavors may be true to form, the end product is definitely different than what you would likely get at a big city Chinese restaurant, which makes it a real challenge for me to review them. Is it tasty food? Sure. And the culinary talent is certainly trying to respect all that goes into authentic Chinese fare here. But there is a part of me that feels that there's something missing. I think that's always a challenge when trying to spin up food that's meant to be hearty, comfort food for the masses. Sometimes you're just better off leaving it as it is. Rose's Noodles, Dumplings, and Sweets is located at 121 North Gregson Street in Durham, and their phone number is 919-797-2233. Now from the News and Observer, published November 8th, Country Fair's Food Truck Rodeo Will Give You That State Fair Feeling by Greg Cox. Country Fair's Food Truck Rodeo is located at 1920 Chapel Hill Road in Durham, and their phone number is 984-219-1875. This food truck review isn't actually a food truck review. Then again, you could say the subject is any food truck you want it to be about, as long as the truck is one of the many on the schedule at County Fair, a food truck venue in Durham that opened in April. And I will apologize, I think I misspoke and called it Country Fair. It is County Fair. Think of it as a sort of permanent food truck rodeo, where two or three vendors, sometimes more on the weekends, sell their savory wares every day of the week, except Monday and Tuesday, when county fair is closed. I will correct that. The October calendar alone was loaded with a varied assortment of longtime favorites, such as Chirba Chirba, American Meltdown, and Cousin Maine Lobster, and tantalizing newcomers such as Soul Fresh Spring Rolls, Succotash, and Mel's Many Minis. In the unlikely event that none of these strike your fancy, or if you happen to be there on a weekend afternoon between the lunch and dinner food truck shifts, be advised that County Fair is also a restaurant worth paying a visit to in its own right, especially if you're craving a funnel cake. That's just one of the options on a menu that takes its cue from the restaurant's name, which in turn is a nod to the amusement park that once stood at the site of the Lakewood Shopping Center Park, where County Fair is located. The Italian sausage, peppers, and onion sandwich, for one, features a succulent, flavor-packed, sweet and spicy sausage that's custom blended to County Fair's own recipe. The Philly cheesesteak serves up an authentically messy muddle of grilled sirloin, peppers, onions, and your choice of American or provolone on Philadelphia's famous Amoroso rolls. Richard Savarino, who owns County Fair with his twin brother Peter and business partners Steve Frazier and Gil Scharf, explained that the Philly cheesesteak is the result of family visits to every noteworthy sandwich shop in and around Philadelphia. I am happy to confirm that their research paid off big time. By all means, add a side of hand-cut fries to your sandwich order. Better yet, spring for a large basket of garlic and rosemary fries topped with a Pecorino Romano cheese blend. And if you're still reminiscing about the State Fair, forget the cardiologist and spring for an order of the best fried cheese curds you'll find this side of the Wisconsin state line. Whether you get your meal from a food truck or the County Fair kitchen, or what the heck, a little of each, it won't take long to discover that food is by no means the only attraction. There's seating for 150 in the big red barn and another 200, some sheltered, some not, outside. There's ample parking and a large open space where kids of all ages can burn off the calories of corn dogs and fried Twinkies by playing cornhole, bocce, and giant Jenga. And there's beer, an exceptionally well-curated offering of 30 on tap, including a handful of ciders, plus many more in cans. The draft brews are dispensed by a system that fills the glass from the bottom up. It's mesmerizing to watch and makes for minimal spillage and a seedy pour. You'll appreciate that speedy pour on weekends when the place is bustling. You'll also be impressed by how quickly your pager goes off to tell you that your food is ready, given the crowd of people enjoying themselves all around you. With a little imagination, you might even think you're back at the State Fair. County Fair's Food Truck Rodeo is located at 1920 Chapel Hill Road in Durham. Their phone number is 984-219-1875. From NC Triangle Dining, First Take, Pizza Times in Raleigh for a Serious Slice, published November 18th and written by Ron Wynn. Pizza Times is located at 210 South Wilmington Street in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-832-4411. In my world, there's never enough pizza to eat. And thankfully, the Triangle has been a bit of a pizza renaissance over the last 3 years. From Neapolitan to New York style, great pizzerias have been popping up in Raleigh, Cary, and Durham. But one twist we're starting to see here are pizza parlors focused on pizza by the slice. More of an urban tradition, grabbing a slice and eating it on the run is usually handled on late nights after an evening out. Benny Capitale's was the first pizzeria focused on grab and go, and now we've also got the Pizza Times brought to you by the Rocky Top Hospitality. Located at the top of Wilmington Street, you'll find the small storefront for the Pizza Times. Two old-school plate glass doors adorn the front of the place, one for hungry diners entering and the other for those with pizza in hand exiting. The huge on-wall menu covers the basics here. Pizza by the slice and pie along with toppings, salads, boo, drinks, and a lunch special. A single cheese slice is priced at an affordable $2.50, while topped slices will be in the $4 to $5 range. Up front, Pizza Times has some pies on display, and your slice will most likely be reheated outside of primetime hours. I go with the standard cheese and pepperoni, and it takes them a bit of time to get them, about 10-plus minutes. The pies at Pizza Times are substantial, with a nice, well-browned and chewy crust. The sauce is laced with a lot of garlic, and they use a standard shredded mozzarella along with other cheeses at Pizza Times. Trying both the pepperoni and cheese, I can say that toppings are decent quality and the pies are nicely put together. It's a bit thicker and more substantial than a thin New York slice by a little bit. So one slice makes for a nice snack, while two should fill you up pretty well. Open from 11 a.m. to midnight, I can definitely see Pizza Times as a good late night option. As a pizzaholic myself, I'm always happy to have one more option for pizza in downtown Raleigh. But I'm going to have to put Pizza Times behind our other good options like Oakwood Pizza Box and Benny Capitale's. The lack of seating, wait time to reheat a slice, and overall style of pizza served here makes it an acceptable lunch option or an option for a quick meal if you're in the area. Again, Pizza Times is located at 210 South Wilmington Street in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-832-4411. And really quickly, from the Triangle Food Blog's Friday Fun Food Facts, published on November 30th, in Wake Forest, the Triangle Business Journal reported this week that Lone Rider Brewing Company has plans to open a new tap room called The Hideout. Look for them to open in early 2019. It will be located in the factory where the old go-karts used to be. The tap room will have 3,100 square feet of space inside and around 5,000 square feet outside, featuring many of Lone Rider's beers. The outdoor beer garden will provide the option to buy food from food trucks. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Please be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138.